Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and we thank you for tuning in to the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got the Rogers family up. They're going to be singing Unspeakable Joy.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere.
Promised Messiah, our Emmanuel, Alpha, Omega, and King. The hope of the ages at last has been born. Let's join all creation and sing.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere.
Come and adore him, young Mary, sweet boy. Deep wound will be taken away by the Lamb lying there with the sheep.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are
where it says that the angels are everywhere. What a blessing. Amen. Can you imagine what it would have been like the night when Jesus was born in Bethlehem and all of the shepherds gathering in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and that heavenly host of angels. I tell you, it must have been an amazing sight that evening, that glorious evening, when the Lord Jesus Christ was born. You know, I know that we have went out and looked at some of the lights in different areas, and what a joy that is. But let's not forget what the meaning of Christmas is all about. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and the Christ child coming to this world and being born in a place called Bethlehem. And we're going to be preaching about that here in just a moment from a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This is going to be part two of the message where we're preaching on Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6. The Bible said that he is called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hope it's a blessing as you listen today.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
This time we'll pick up where we left off yesterday, speaking on Isaiah chapter number 9, verse number 6, and we're looking at Counselor.
Now, the Word of God says this in Proverbs chapter 11:14, where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. A lot of times before I make tremendous big decisions in my life, young people, you listen to me here. Before I make big, tremendous financial decisions, I always seek counsel. And the reason why is because I don't want to make a decision based on feelings. You can have feelings that's bigger than your budget. Your feelings will get you out there in left field and create a big fall. All throughout the Word of God, Adam and Eve, they forsook God's counsel, His Word, right? and they ended up in a fall. We go down there and we find Joshua and the elders of Israel. They asked not the counsel of the mouth of the Lord. And when the Gibeonites came, they came to them. They disguised in disguised dress. They dressed up in a different attire. And as a result, Joshua and the elders made a great mistake by making a treaty with these Gibeonites. Saul messed up when he sought counsel from the witch of Endor instead of going to God, and it cost him his life. King Rehoboam, the successor of King Solomon, listened to bad counsel, and as a result, the kingdom of Israel was split into two, into the northern kingdom and into the southern kingdom. Why was this, preacher? All of these are failures because men sought after evil counsel. You better be careful where you get your information. Friends, Christ, however, is the greatest counselor of all. I want to ask you a question when it comes to your eternity. Why would you go anywhere else? Why would you seek anything else? Why would you come and seek someone who came from glory? Christ was on earth. His wisdom was so great. When Christ was here, his wisdom was so great that people didn't even want to hear it. Can you imagine the scholars, the Bible scholars, sitting down with Jesus when he was 12 years old? Can you imagine? He's messing up their philosophies. He's messing up their traditions. And they're just, I can feel it. They're just stopping their ears. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it because they know it's the truth. Amen. Now, I'll tell you something. What's interesting about that? Because when you don't hear the truth, you end up believing a lie. And so if you don't hear the truth, you don't receive the truth, you end up believing a lie. And a lie will always take you to damnation. Seek the Lord for daily counsel. The Word of God will help you. Listen, it's full of help. It's full of truth. It's full of encouragement. It's full of direction. Nobody's going to help you like Jesus. Look, when it comes to counsel, when some of the greatest counsel you could ever receive would come by simply bowing the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ and asking God to help you. Well, I've done that, preacher. Listen, you're going to have to believe that God's going to help you too. Amen. You've got to put an active part in that. And I tell you, God will help you if you'll let him. But you're going to have to follow his word. Now listen, it's one thing for you to say, look, I trust God and I love the Lord and I want God to help me. But you're going to also have to apply your life to what the Bible says. Amen. That's like having a car with no gas. You can mash your gas all day long and it ain't going to go nowhere because you ain't got no gas in the tank. Amen. You've got to put something in it too. Amen. It's not just all God's side. You've got to do something too. Not only does the text call him wonderful and counselor, but also calls him mighty God. I like this part right here. Mighty speaks of the Lord's power. Remember, he created the universe and the stars and the sun, the moon, the planets. He is our mighty God. So why is it that if God is our Lord, that we take our problems somewhere else? Why would we take our problems somewhere else? When the God of heaven, who, if he's not wise enough, if he can't help you, friend, if he's not mighty in the fact that he's God, why in the world, who's going to help you like Jesus can? Nobody. Nobody can help you like Jesus can. He's our mighty God. So let me ask you this. Remember, when the leper came to Christ in Christ's ministry, he recognized the power of Christ when he said, "Thou canst make me clean." But he also said this, "If thou wilt." You remember that? He said, "If thou wilt, thou can make me clean." Right. What's that saying, preacher? That's saying this. That's saying simply this truth right here, that if it's your will, you can make me clean. He said, "I know you can make me clean, but if it's your will, it'll be done." There's a difference between knowing God, the mind of God, and knowing who God is. Amen. Listen, I want you to know this. It may not be God's purpose. It may be not God's will for your life for him to heal you. There may be something that he's bringing you through to help other people around you. So you got any examples of that? Sure I do. Job. His whole life, nearly. I mean, Job went through a series of miseries, but it wasn't because of something he had done wrong. It was because of things that he had done right. God was using his life. Let me ask you a question. When you go to your woes and woes is me, who do you compare yourself to? A lot of times you go over to the book of Job, right? And you look in the Bible and say, "Oh, boy, I tell you, how'd Job get through his mess?" Well, he got through it by the help of God, the same way you can get through it, amen. And I want you to know this, he's a mighty God. He knows our beginning, he knows our end. Listen, if God don't want me to have legs, he can take my legs. Amen. If God don't want me to have arms, he can take my arms. You say, preacher, I'm telling you, whatever God's will is for my life, that's what we got to accept. Thank God I'm able to walk today. I don't know how long. Amen. Thank God I got arms. I don't know how long, but thank God, I want you to know this. I am standing in the presence of God. I'm saying to you this morning, look, whatever God's will is, accepted and run with it with all that you've got. Don't spend all your life being mad at the Lord. Do you remember Jesus walked on water? He's a mighty God. Do you remember he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes? That's like a Happy Meal. I don't know how you spread a Happy Meal over 5,000 people, but hey, he did, didn't he? And everybody was happy at the end. It might. Think about this. Do you remember when he stood up and he said this? Peace. Be still. Boy, I tell you, the winds and the sea calmed down. Amen. And Jesus there, he stood up in the bow of the boat and he said, hey, peace, be still. Hey, that's a mighty God. Amen. Praise God that can control the elements. Amen. Control the weather. That's a mighty God. Amen. Well, he's mighty because, listen, he can do the impossible. Remember what Hebrews said about faith? He said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. In other words, this, you'll never know the mighty Father until you put your faith in him. You say, can you see him? No. No, I wish I could. Oh, hallelujah, I wish I could. I will one day. But I want you to know this, every time the wind blows, every time, y'all with me? Hey, listen, hey, you say, what controls the wind? Nobody knows. It's God does that. I'm going to tell you something, I can't see it, but I sure can feel it. I feel that, that's the way listen, I want you to know this. That on this side, I got a wind that's blowing from another world. Hallelujah. I want you to know, hey, we got a helper. He's a mighty God that's with us this morning. Amen. H.A. Ironside said this. He had to be the mighty God in order to do what he did. Well, I say hallelujah to that. When Jesus was born, the wise men recognized who he was. They fell down. The Bible said this. They fell down and worshiped him. They knew who he was. They knew he is the mighty God. Amen. All men still today need to recognize who Jesus is. And we've seen that his name is wonderful, and that we've seen that his name is a counselor, the mighty God. But let's now look at this one, the everlasting Father. Now think of this. How could Christ be God in the flesh without possessing eternal life? How could Christ be God in the flesh without possessing eternal life? He always had it. Jesus came from everlasting. Now, let me show you this. In order for you to be able, how many's ready for Christmas time? Most of y'all like me, y'all ain't ready. In order for us to give a present on Christmas Day, now y'all listen to me closely, I'm going somewhere, I promise you. In order for you to give a present on Christmas Day, you first have to have it, you have to possess it in order to give it. Yep. Hold on. Hang on a minute. So what I'm trying with the help of the Lord to tell you this, that in order for someone to give us eternal life, that he had to first possess it in order to give it. Now there's more to it than that. It says he's the everlasting Father. A father is one who has offsprings. You say, what are you saying, preacher? He's the everlasting Father, right? So there's something very significant about him.
I hate to break in right here, but this is about all the time that we have for the broadcast today. Tune in tomorrow. We'll pick up on the everlasting Father.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.